This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The July 4th holiday is approaching, and airlines are struggling to keep up with a surging number of passengers. Thousands of flights were delayed or canceled yesterday. The National Weather Service says until those Canadian wildfires are out, there's a risk of bad air here in the U.S. A haze of unhealthy air settled over the Great Lakes region yesterday. To see the air quality in your area, you can go to airnow.gov. That's the EPA site. Authorities say it started with a report of drug activity at a home in Mississippi. Now, five deputy sheriffs who responded have resigned or been fired. The AP's Norman Hall.
Five Mississippi deputies accused by two black men of beating and sexually assaulting them have been fired or resigned. The five deputies worked for the Sheriff's Department in Rankin County, Mississippi, just across from the Jackson City limit. The two accusers say the deputies broke in without a warrant, beat them, assaulted them with a sex toy, and shocked them repeatedly with tasers. One of the deputies allegedly shoved a gun into one man's mouth and fired the weapon, leaving him with serious injuries. A federal investigation is underway. I'm Norman Hall.
Rudy Giuliani's been interviewed by investigators with the Justice Department Special Counsel Office. The AP's Ben Thomas has this story.
As a member of Donald Trump's legal team, Giuliani sought to overturn 2020 election results in battleground states. A person familiar with the matter says Giuliani's interview with the Special Counsel's Office was conducted voluntarily and not before a grand jury. Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team of prosecutors have been busy of late as they investigate efforts by Trump and his allies ahead of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least eight people were killed in a Russian missile attack that hit a restaurant in Kramatorsk, Ukraine last night. Dozens of people wounded, three children among the dead. This is AP News. They've chosen a new host for Wheel of Fortune. The AP's Margie Zarletta with the news.
TV and radio personality Ryan Seacrest will be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Ryan Seacrest says in a statement he is truly humbled to take over Wheel of Fortune from Pat Sajak, who says the upcoming 41st season of the game show will be his last as host. Sony Pictures confirm Seacrest has signed a multi-year deal to host the show starting in 2024. Seacrest says he can't wait to continue the tradition of spinning the wheel and working alongside the great Vanna White. Seacrest also hosts American Idol and New Year's Rockin' Eve, as well as a radio show. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Italy's vowing to find and punish a tourist who was filmed carving his name in the wall of the 2,000-year-old Colosseum in Rome. His apparent girlfriend's name, too. The offender could be fined thousands of dollars and go to prison for 5 years. The video's on YouTube and Reddit. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.